a veteran himself from the Vietnam War, and he is the author of the book Born on the 4th of July, which was the subject of a famous movie that maybe many of you have seen. He was played by Tom Cruise in that movie, just to ring some bells in people's minds. But he has been, for a very long time, a person who has been against war, and have been against racism and all of these things that go with it, and he's here to speak with us today. Let's give a warm welcome for Ron Kovic.
Thank you very much. What a wonderful way to celebrate Christmas and the holidays. I couldn't think of a better place to be than with all of you tonight. Celebrating the holidays, celebrating Christmas, fighting for peace and nonviolence. I couldn't think of a better thing to be doing. So be proud of yourselves tonight. Be proud of yourselves. You're joining with people all over this country, brave citizens who are opposing this immoral war, and you are joining with citizens, as you know, all around the world. There are millions of us involved in this struggle now, and we are going to win this fight. We are going to stop this war. Now, lately it seems like the government has been trying to intimidate us. The government has been trying to intimidate the citizens of the United States, trying to infringe upon our rights, our freedom of speech, our freedom of assembly, spying on us, sending informers into our midst. What I'd like to ask all of you today is, we know where the real power is in this country. The power is with the people. The people of the United States. This is how this country began in the Revolution, did it not? Yeah. We the people of the United States, we the people, that is the most precious commodity in this country. Not the president, not the bureaucrats, but the people, the everyday citizens of our country, and our rights and our freedoms of speech. And they will not take our freedoms away from us. They will not stop us from speaking. They will not stop us from assembling. And they will not intimidate us with their cameras and with their spies. Because I was thinking as I came over here tonight, I was thinking, what can I say tonight? All of these things are happening these last 2 days. The president's been called a criminal. Even Republicans are saying the president broke the law. And I said tonight, I want to speak to the spies tonight, the undercover agents who may be even here with us tonight. I want to speak to you sincerely from my heart. And I want to warn you that you are being ordered, what you are being ordered to do, whether you have been sent here tonight by the Los Angeles Police Department or by the United States government, the Bush administration, I want to warn you that you are breaking the law. You are breaking the law, and I'm doing this because I care about you. Because you are a fellow citizen, and I want you to know that you have the right as a citizen to disobey your superiors, to say, no, I will not infringe upon the citizen's right of freedom of assembly, freedom of speech. I will not spy on these citizens. Because there is something in our country called the Constitution of the United States. And I fought in Vietnam, supposedly, and I gave 3/4 of my body in Vietnam. And I received the Bronze Star and the Purple Heart, and I volunteered for 2 tours of duty. because of something called the Constitution of the United States. I raised my hand in New York many, many years ago, and I swore my allegiance to the Constitution of the United States. I was willing to risk my body in a war that should have never been fought. And I'll be damned if I'll let this president or this government take away my rights or intimidate my rights of freedom of speech. We will fight against this. And we want to encourage those spies and those undercover agents to refuse to obey the order of their superiors and to join with us. Yes, join with us in this movement. And to join with us to oppose this war, because we know that the president is leading us in the wrong direction, that his policy can only hurt America, can only hurt us. You are going to win this fight because of your great courage, because of your determination. You have been fighting for almost 3 years now. This has been a long and difficult struggle, but you have been superb. You have been fantastic. You have been wonderful. And believe me, you are growing in strength and confidence, and you are going to have great days ahead. Great days ahead. Right. Consider it a compliment. Consider it a compliment. If this government has to send spies, and if this government has to send cameras, and if this government is so afraid of this peace movement, then this peace movement must be very, very powerful. It must be. I want you to consider it a compliment. It must be indicative of the fact that this peace movement is influencing Congressman Murtha, that this peace movement is influencing citizens, 63% who have joined you are now opposing this war. No. The reason why they're refusing to obey the law, the reason why they're going against our Constitution is that they're desperate, not us. They're the ones. Now, was it Cheney who said? Cheney, who said that the insurgency was what, in its last throes in Iraq? Well, I think this administration may be in its last throes, and that's why they're so desperate. Let me just leave you with this. No one in this country that we love, no one in this country that we love and that we're fighting for and that we believe in, this country, our people, no one in this country goes against our sacred Constitution unless they feel threatened, unless they're desperate. And those who go against our Constitution break the law, and they're going to jail. We're not going to stand for this. We're not going to allow this. We believe in this Constitution. We are opposed to this war. We know this war is wrong. You're not going to stop us, and we're going to keep fighting until we win this fight. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Have a wonderful holiday and keep up the fight. Don't ever give up. Keep fighting. We will win. We will win. We will win. Yeah.